Africa's automotive future is shifting gears from the fuel that powers our cars to the policies driving industrialization. In this episode of the Alendriofus Frontier Market podcast, I speak with Martin Abieni, the chairperson and managing director of Volkswagen Group Africa, about how the German automaker is redefining mobility across the continent. From cleaner fuels and electric readiness to the African Continental Free Trade Area and Ghana's growing role as a West African hub, Martina offers an insider's view on the continent's evolving auto ecosystem and why she believes Africa's next growth story will be driven on four wheels. I am Kent Mensah. Let us dive into the conversation. Is VW concerned about fuel quality in Africa?
The fuel in many countries, because it's now the engines are getting higher sophisticated, and the bad fuel, as we call it in many countries, which is mainly a Euro 3 equivalent of quality, leads to a blockage of the catalytic converters, leads to malfunctioning of, I don't know, spark plugs. And that leads to us not being able to release cars in the countries because we don't release cars when we know they will get issues because of the fuel. It's about sulfur content, it's about manganese, it's about iron. So, and on top of that, better fuel would also lead to we and others can release technologies which are at the very end fuel saving. So you would contribute to CO2 reduction already by better technologies in the combustion engine. So for us, it's of course we want to sell more cars, but it would also be probably the most impactful step towards CO2 reduction if Africa would collectively improve in fuel quality. Mm.
What has been the cooperation so far on the part of government as far as fuel efficiency and cleanliness is concerned?
So we had we made some strides. Ghana is one of the countries where lobbying from the manufacturers, but also from the Ghanaian Automotive Manufacturing Association and from other groups has been quite successful in the discussion with the government. So it's, I think sometimes it's just also about educating. So it's sometimes a lot of people just don't know what is wrong or what is bad fuel or whatever. So Ghana was very successful. Similar interaction and also a discussion with government. Also Rwanda moved from EU3 to EU4 or has an EU4 depot now. Kenya has quite good fuel quality. Madagascar, although we've never lobbied, also has EU4 quality. So there is, it takes time, but you'll see positive development.
There seem to be a lot of China footprint and other Asian countries' footprint as far as the automotive industry is concerned. What has been the move on the part of VW to also be in competition in Africa?
I think one good thing is Volkswagen, we did not wait, but we also tried to move. As Volkswagen, I think the best is to play to our strength, and this is what we are going to do. It's a well-known brand. Mm-hmm. It's a brand known for German engineering with an African heart. It's known for quality, as you also said, with your memories and at the Mark II. So there is a lot of heritage and history and mostly good experiences, hopefully, where people can relate to. Plus there is a strong dealer footprint, there is knowledge in after sales, there is part supply. So I think this is something we must tell the customers. The residual values are good at Volkswagen. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they're not good at others, but we know that ours are good. We know that we have been in existence for very long, so you'll find us also in 3 or 4 years. Might not be sure with all these newcomers. So yeah, I think that is our answer. But definitely also we want to get faster in releasing products and just like, yeah, actioning faster.
Mm. The world it now is moving towards sustainable mobility. On the part of VW, how do you see Africa's role in the future of green automotive technology?
So Africa will play a very diversified role, depending a lot on the source of electricity in the different countries. So is the country on sustainable energy, or is it rather on burning coal or whatever? Another thing is the state of the grid. Doesn't matter renewable or traditional energy sources, but is the grid able to supply that power, that additional power, which is, mm-hmm. for example, needed to charge electric vehicles? And for me, what I find also important, does the population have access to electricity? So I don't feel really good if I provide millions of electric vehicles whilst probably 50% of the population don't have access to electricity. So that's the one thing. The other thing is, of course, that Volkswagen has a range of technologies. It is battery electric vehicles, and in countries where it makes sense, we mm-hmm. also will soon launch battery electric vehicles. There is a variety of hybrid vehicles, either with a plug, like the plug-in hybrids, or also hybrid vehicles, full hybrid, mild hybrid, without, which significantly contribute to fuel consumption reduction, which probably is again in the short term the better way to reduce CO2 is to probably have these combined technologies and work on the hybrid side more than on that cherry on top of the cake of battery electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm. In a country like Rwanda, where we have seen VW introduce laudable initiative like shared mobility, do you have plans to scale it up in other African countries?
We figured out that mobility solutions with the offer they've got here in Rwanda, like ride-hailing, community car sharing, airport hotel shuttles, that a lot of these parts and probably also other services to be developed is a very good thing to provide affordable mobility, because now a Volkswagen comes down to $2 mm-hmm. because you can afford a ride with a Volkswagen. Yeah. So in I think it's one of the answers to the affordability question on the African continent, and we definitely have plans to scale it, or have plans to partly scale it. Funny enough, country we're looking at as next is Ghana.
Mm. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
And then I think yesterday you mentioned the spare parts hub. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about it?
Yeah, we are trying, and it's already known in the industry, but we need to get there now also as we grow. We are looking into making sure that our spare parts reach the customers faster, to have a hub, a bonded warehouse for spare parts in Ghana, and we are looking into East Africa, not yet decided whether it's Kenya or Tanzania, to make sure that the logistics for the fast moving parts, not for the very special engine which you probably need once a year, but for the fast moving parts, to increase customer satisfaction and also dealer satisfaction, to have them at the Western African hub or at the Eastern African hub, to just be faster in reaction when need be.
Yesterday you seemed to be so passionate about the AFTA.
Yeah.
And what is VW's position on it, and how do you see it working to improve the automotive industry?
So for me, it is the crucial part. I think if this would not have started, I'm not so sure how much we would have embarked on our African dream, as we call it. So I mean, if it is phenomenal, because 54 countries have agreed on creating, I think it's the biggest, I'm not so sure, second biggest or biggest free trade zone in the world. Definitely with the size of the country, with the number of the countries, it is the biggest free trade zone. And that idea of, or the idea of Africa is one, starts always with trade, but let's see what comes thereafter. I find that fascinating and plays a huge role, because none of the countries in Africa is sustainable for automotive only on its own. So if we want to grow and industrialize, we'll need the countries collaborating. Mm-hmm. And ideally, you remove barriers like trade barriers. And that if the rules of origin for automotive will be hopefully now sorted out soon, and we can move with it. That's for me one of the big levers to really in the automotive space leverage the potential the continent clearly has.
I tend to be biased a bit because I'm from Ghana. What would you say is your long-term vision for Ghana, the Ghanaian market?
So my long-term vision is that Ghana is our West Africa hub. Ghana was when the journey started, let's say, was one of the countries moving very fast in terms of starting the automotive policy. It is similar to Kenya on the East African side. A bit sad is that there's still two paragraphs missing in the Ghana automotive policy, and that I really hope that the two crucial ones, so it's not the the mini ones, but I hope that the new government in Ghana continues that good work and that thinking, which is driven by industry, I think also by government officials, mm-hmm. to really now finally implement, because that will then give the next or speed up definitely the growth in Ghana. Ivory Coast is now also moving, mm-hmm. Moving fast. So I mean, you don't swap horses like on a daily basis, sure. Right? As automotive, we are capital intense, but we are also there for the long haul. But yeah, I just encourage Ghana to continue that success story.
We will definitely get there.
Yeah. Because it's also good stories coming out of that. If we can showcase, you see that it's implemented there, you can see a positive effect on the economy, you can see a positive effect, more cars sold, more mm-hmm. manufacturers coming, and even encourage that trade, that bilateral agreement between Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire, mm-hmm. in terms of the one does trucks and buses, the other one does passenger cars, and then start trading to get the volumes of both markets. Mm-hmm. So that's the one day it's the volume of Africa, but it must start somewhere.
Are there any plans between VW and then African governments to train auto engineers and also technicians in the long to medium to long term in Africa?
Definitely there is plans, but for me the first step would be that really that vision of a growing market materializes, because if this is not materializing, also that vision of this hubs of production hubs doesn't materialize. Mm. So I think with really further policy implementation and the first positive effects in terms of volumes in the markets, then you look into deeper localization, and then you also look kind of where do I get the people from, and that is mainly in then cooperations with universities or training or whatever. But I don't think we would just train mm-hmm. for the sake of having trained people. I think mm-hmm. we need the next growth steps to happen, and then we'll continue partnering or set up partnerships. Mm.
Finally, what's your final words for people who are not too convinced about, maybe they are used to a particular brand for a very long time and they are not too convinced about a VW brand? What's your final words to them?
Is it really that there is people not being convinced about the brand? No, I've only worked for Volkswagen my entire life, so I'm very biased. And what you get with Volkswagen, and I mean that really, is German engineering with an African heart. So I think that is very true, and you'll see the next product from Volkswagen coming, well, not the next one, but the next African product coming in 2027, which will be built in South Africa, but is probably the first product where there was also a strong focus in engineering it for Africa, in the African taste, in a stable rear axle, in a to have these needs, and what also I think is a plus for Volkswagen is that many people grew up in a Volkswagen, no matter in which country, whether we have manufactured there or not, but like these childhood memories and that strong heritage, I think gives you a guarantee also of a strong future, or of You know what you get when you get a Volkswagen, and you can rely on a Volkswagen.
Thank you very much.
That was Martina Bieni, VW Group Africa's chairperson and managing director, offering a powerful glimpse into the future of Africa's automotive industry, from fuel reform to sustainable mobility. If you enjoyed this conversation, there is more where that came from. Visit our podcast page at alandreofuels.com or listen on Spotify. Just search for Alandreofuels Frontier Market Podcast. Until next time, I am Kent Mensah. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, the frontier is where the future begins.